Forgiveness. Begin with the self. This chapter is a reworking of an article of mine that was published in Recovering, November 1991. I wrote it because I was appalled at how much pressure my clients were getting to just forgive and forget. Consequently, many of them were diving right back into denial and minimizing all the trauma that they had endured. Their recovery processes then screeched to a halt as their inner critics denigrated them for being so unforgiving. Because this article was helpful to my clients, and because I received so much positive feedback from the recovery community, I was motivated to write my first book, The Tao of Fully Feeling, Harvesting Forgiveness Out of Blame. This book explores the complex subject of forgiving past abusers in considerable depth. In this vein, it asserts that some parents were so destructive to us that they are not forgivable. There is a lot of shaming, dangerous, and inaccurate guidance put out about forgiveness in both the recovery community and in many spiritual teachings. Many survivors of dysfunctional families have been injured by the simplistic black-and-white advice that they must embrace a position of being totally and permanently forgiving in order to recover. Unfortunately, those who take the advice to forgive abuses that they have not fully grieved, abuses that are still occurring, and or abuses so heinous they should and could never be forgiven, often find themselves getting nowhere in the recovery process.